Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Vlad Taida Utmurasa. If you have the Vlad, a child of a carbon Taida, or a Tumura of a carbon Taida. You took an animal which is Chula and you exchange it for a carbon Taida. Vladan, Uvlad, Vladan, that's if called Elam, the descendants or the grandchildren for all generations. Hare Eluka Taida have the status of a carbon Taida, that the Emurim are brought on the Mizbeach and that they could be eaten for a day and for a night. Dubuvad. In one way, they are different than a carbon toida. She'enam tunim lechem, that they don't have the lechem, the chalos, which are normally brought with a carbon toida. This is based on the pasuk that says, v'hikrav al zevach ha-toida chalos matzos. That only if you bring the toida itself, do you bring the matzos, the chalos and the matzos with it, but not if it is not the original toida, if it's just the vlad of the toida, or the tumura of the toida, you would not bring it. Tumuras oila, what if you had a tumura of a carbon oila? Now, an oila has to be a zachar, has to be a male. So someone made an exchange from a carbon oila onto another animal, which is chulin, which was also a male, or vlad tumura, or if someone made a tumura onto a female, and that female gave birth to a child, and that child was a male. The halacha is that vladan, uvlad vladan, that's a fa'ilam, her elu ka'ila, they have the status of a carbon oila as well. Utu'un and hefshet v'nituach, they have to be skinned and cut up the way a carbon oila is cut up. V'chalol ishim, and entirely burned by the flames of the Mizbeach. Mishnah Gimel. Hamafish nekeva l'oila. If you separated a nekeva for an oila, which doesn't work because, as we said, an oila must be a male. So in this case, you designated a female, v'yolda zachar, and that female gave birth to a male child. Nevertheless, that child will not be brought like a regular carbon oila. Rather, yirat sheyistayev, the child should graze until it gets a mum. V'yimacher v'yavidam of oila should be sold, and the finances that come due to that sale should be used to buy a regular carbon oila. In the last Mishnah, we discussed where you could actually bring the vlad of a tumuras oila, but that's different because that was where the original kedusha was appropriate. It was onto a zachar, just that the tumura was flawed by making it onto a nekeva. But in this scenario, the initial kedusha was onto a nekeva, so therefore there's a pagam in the original kedusha, therefore we're not able to bring the child. Rabbi Lazar says, "Hu atzma yikara v'ayla." The vlad itself could be brought as an ayla, because he says since the mother had a status of an ayla, he holds that there's no pagam regarding the child. Hamafish nekeva l'asham. If someone sets aside a female for an asham, and the halacha is that a asham must be a male, so tira atche yistayiv, again, this female should graze until she gets a mum, v'timache, she should be sold, v'yavi b'demeho asham, and then from the money from the sale, they should buy a male and bring that male as a carbon asham. Imkarav asham. What if the scenario was where someone had to bring a carbon asham and they had thought that they were not going to, for some reason, fulfill their obligation with their carbon asham, so they designated another carbon asham by mistake, they designated a female, and in the interim, the original carbon asham was brought. So now, when they go and sell this female carbon asham, they don't need the money for carbon asham anymore, because he was already yotze with his original asham. The halacha is, yiplu dameha linadava. Then the money should go to the boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, which were used to buy karbonos of an oilas nedava. So we're going to transfer the money from the kedusha of an asham to the kedusha of an oila. Reb Shimon says, Timacher b'lay mum. Reb Shimon says, you don't even have to wait for it to get a mum. Since it was never roy to be an asham, because it's a female, that itself is inherently a mum, and therefore all you need to do is sell it and bring the money to buy a asham. The Mishnah continues. Tumuras asham. If someone made a tumura from a carbon asham onto an animal of chulin, whether it was a male, whether it was a female, the halacha is vlad tumurasa. If that tumura was a female and it gave birth, uvlad vladan, so the children, descendants, atzaifa oilam, kol elu yiru, all of them, yiru atche yistayv. They should graze until they get a mum, v'imachu, then they should be sold, v'yiplu dumei linadava, and their value should be used for a oilas nedava. It goes to the box where they kept the money for oilas nedava. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yamusu. He holds that, no, they have to die. because he holds the din of an asham is the same din as a chadas, which Allah is Yamusa. Rabbi Elazar says, Yavi bid meham oilais, rather they should use the money to bring karban oilais, meaning the one who made the tamura should bring a oilas yachid, as we're going to explain in the next Mishnah. Now another case. Asham shemesu ba'alav, if an asham whose owner died before he was makrivit, or shekipru ba'alav, or if its owner was yotze his chiyav of a karban with another animal. For example, this one was lost, and he brought another one, and then they found the one that was lost. Halacha is yira ad sheyistoyev yimachi, you should let it graze till it gets tumum and be sold. V'yipludam of l'nedava, and the money should be used to buy an oilas nedava of the tzibur. And the reason is because of the rule that kol shebechatas mesa ba'asham yira. Whenever there's a halacha that by a chatas an animal should die, the same scenario by an asham would be yira, it should graze. So therefore, in this case, since if it would be a chatas, it would die. Now that it is a asham, we graze, let it graze till it gets a mum, and use the money to buy oilas nedava. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yamos, he says that no, even by an asham it's a die, the same way it would die by a chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, Aymer yavi bedamav oila, we would take the finances and buy a karban oila, like we're going to explain now in the next Mishnah.